This is the sixth day of Iyar Tavshin Samaches. It is May 11th, 08, Sunday morning, Rav Shmuel first, resuming his contemporary halachic shirim topic here at the Aguda. The subject today is Chametz Shevar Lo Bezach Pesach.
Hi. Topic we'll talk today is about Chametz Shevar Lo Bezach Pesach. Different one in the game. Chance to come up and some interesting topics. Chava says, "And Tov Mem Ches Siv Gimel, Chomet Shal Yisrael, Shalom Ma Pesach, Has Bana, Chomet of Yisrael, Shalom Ma Pesach, Has Bana, Filo Hanich Shagig, Ayin Anas, Imi Lach Shagig, Anas." The din is that it's no hector. So about Pesach, it's Aser. What's called Mishru says in Sifkat in Aser Bana to consider Abanan, however, by Rabbi Motzer. Quotes the Gemara that why is Aser Bana? It's a Knas. Since it's all by Rabbi Motzer, so maybe we ask it after Pesach. To Zindu Abanan. Mishru also says in Sifkat in Ches, and Nicha, what's called Shegig? So the Yadam has a chametz. He didn't know he had chametz. In those times, he didn't go to a rav to sell it. He used to sell to a guy. He didn't have chametz. He didn't go to a guy. And then he realized later he had chametz. And then it's chametz of Pesach. Time after Pesach, he has it. So he has to get rid of it. He can't sell it to a guy. He can't have an oar. And he, of course, he can't eat it. Or he also can't have an oar from it. Are you honest? What's the case of honest? Was Salima, Shiyada. He knew he had chametz. El Shayana, Shalayacha, Levarei. He couldn't burn it. Al pi to bezeh le'ava bayra, rachik kansina nisaya ata isura. The e shavim asa isura chatchila. Because if we mat it, it will be leave the chatchila. And if it's and the biyavam bayra by matzah. So merely even honest we ask it. Later on, Mishibru brings down the true beisilo, another paiskim that he says that from Beis Meir, also being from Beis, not all Einstein do we ask it. There are cases, the Einstein, the Einstein's Gomez, certainly Einstein's Gomez, the Chamanin ask it. It depends on each case. The Bialacha and the Maska Filo, the Alacha speaks out that he's this Alacha, the Chomshal Pesha, is the talking was him a Vato or not a Vato. So Evan says in Machwekis later on in Sif Hei. In Sif Hei, there's a Chava says that Chomet Shemotzim Beis Yisrael Acha Pesach Asa Acha Pisha Bittol. Even person was Mavato the Chomet, so maybe the rice is not over, so Acha Pikein is the Dinah Chomet Shavah Pesach. And the Mishibur brings down the Sifkon Chafei, brings down the Chok Yanker with Mogen Elev and Mati Yudin Beis Meir that says it's Mutter Bahanoah. The interesting case that the Shalom Meshav had in Madur Gimel Chelik Beis to Mesamach. It happened, I think a couple of years ago I read it happened in Eretz Yisrael, this story. They sold Chomet Shavdai, they're using it for years, and then they realized, after a while they found out that his mother was Jewish. His father was a guy, but his mother was Jewish. And it was in Bnei Brak. For years and years they sold the Shabbos guy, the Chametz guy, they were regular. And later on they found out he's a Yid. So this happened to this didn't happen now, it happened most of the time in Shalom Meshav. They found out that they sold to a guy and after they found out that he's a Yid. So the Shalom Meshav, what do you do is the Shabbos of Chol Shalom Pesach. So Shlomo Meshav says that since all the Yidden from Yid was a matter of Chametz, and may I tell you that Bittul Be'al Masage, and this is called the Einis Gomer, I thought he was a guy. And everyone took Einis a guy, it's an honest mistake. So it's the Einis Gomer, such a type of Einis, the Chametz doesn't come out to Bano. He doesn't talk about Achila, vice the Achila he came. But with Bano, you're allowed to sell to somebody else, you don't ask Bano. Some stomach in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know what happened there in Eretz Yisrael, but this is what the Shlomo Meshav had the same dialogue.
and he passed him that the food is that the erech is not also by Noah.
Yes. What's the
feel
on the person?
You have to. I mean, they assume he's a guy. I mean, the first person using a Shabbos guy, they realize they checked into him. You know, maybe didn't do the right chikud issue. Maybe the guy lied. He figured he can make a couple of bucks there. You know what I mean?
Right.
Huh? Yeah, but you know the mother. Yeah, unfortunately, he didn't even know that the mother. He go back to the mother. I guess who knows that? Maybe he lied, and maybe they didn't apply the right schedule. Whatever it was, but by Shem Kachaya, okay.
You never was
back
with his phone.
Huh? Huh? You got to everything. Huh? This is what Shem Meshach says. Okay? No, but you're invato anything that belongs to you. So I never, since the Mechir was never. Yeah, but since the Mechir. So since the Mechir was never Chal, so the people got in everything. Wait a second. Everything I own, it was not fair, that was his. So I was Mechir on the Bittle. Yes. So I didn't know, but I found out later, so the Bittle helped. I think so. At least that's for the Shemesh belt. Since I thought I sold it to a guy and I didn't sell it to a guy, so there, that was Nichol Mabito.
To blow you down a bit.
But it's sold.
Huh?
To blow you down a bit.
No,
but it wasn't sold.
It's not sold. The Lechir is not a Lechir.
It's not a
Lechir.
I made a Lechir to do to a guy, not
to a guy. To make a choice. Huh?
So you make the things worse.
Huh?
Why is
it worse?
Because you're too fun. I would rather have it than you would have.
That was the case of the Shalom Meshiv, and Shalom Meshiv was mastered, so that's what he held. Okay. Another case. If a person bought the Tariq's Chomer, this is Shalom had this past week. They bought Chomer Sha'olah Pesach, which is also Bano. They didn't know the din, they didn't just kashayla then, and they realized after they cooked it, one case was, they brought it back to the store. Chomer Sha'olah Pesach, first thing you think, I'll give it back. So normally the din is, you're not allowed to give it back, it's also Bano, you have to throw it out, and that's finished. But the person went, the person called me up, they returned it back to the store. So the din is, so what do you do with the money? What should I do? Should I throw it in the garbage? I flush it down the toilet? What should I do? That's what they asked me. What they should do with the money? So there's a tshuva ksav seifa. Ksav seifa in Yeridea, in Simen, Kuf, Samach Beis, Ois Dalet. He says, since the din of Chomash of Pesach is only din Yabanan, and the only reason we ask her is mitam knas. So therefore, since the whole thing was a shagig over here, so mela, you don't ask the chalipim. The food itself can come master, but the chalipim, the money, doesn't come master. The same thing speaks out in the Sefer Emes Yaakov from Yaakov Samnetsky in Simon Tovnam Test. He says the reason why I smoked it for another reason, because since he returned back to Schayer, he got the money back. Why? Because of Mecca toys. I thought it, I can eat it. I can't eat it. It's a Mecca toys. So Mela, so it's like he never bought it. So Mela, that's why the money is mutter. So Mela, for two reasons. The money itself, you don't ask. If he has the food, you can go back to the store yet, they come and ask you then. See how it's time to throw it out. But if they already came back to the store, didn't know, they went back to the store, and they found out later, and then they found out that they weren't supposed to do that, but they did it already. The money doesn't become master.
If it's a Mecca
choice,
why can't they don't know this?
Huh?
It's a Mecca choice.
No, this
case. You have the food. It's a
Mecca choice.
This is not what I
thought.
So that's how
you
give it back.
You can't give it back.
It's from the toilet.
If you have it already,
it's yours.
You have it. It's your shit, man. You have it on law. You give it back and you get it off from it. When you go back and get money back, don't get it off from this.
No, but you just don't get the square one over there.
This is what Bianca Kamaski says.
No, so
is it. Well, let's say another case. This case I also had. They bought by mistake, they bought flour from a store, and Yerima didn't call this Nisal Chomet, and they cooked with it. What do you do with the food? They cooked challah, they cooked other foods with noodles, whatever, they cooked already. And they have to make that mix together, they will shower the dishes. What do you do? It says, if it's bottle or ripe, or you need shishim or not. The Magen Avraham says, in Tov Mem Zayin, Sifkat Mem Beis, and seven speaks out of Pri Chodesh, and Shulchan Aruch Adar, and Sifkat Samach Aleph, even with the Sa'ad, Min Sheni Min, and Omen, and Shishim, but even in the case Min Sheni Min, we need Shishim, Lach Balach, or Lach Yavish, we need Shishim, the din is, comes Batu Barayif. There's a true and Cheshav Eifet, that says in the Simon Kuflam Bay, Simon Kuflam Bay says, even the Chatikah is Kabe, which when you're there, as the more Machman Lat, but over here, even the Chatikah is Kabe, it's bottle rice. Think of the Shem Tarus on it, therefore it's okay, like the Mogavon speaks out. However, the Mishnebura, in Tophim Zion, Sifkan Kufay, he says, you can make out, only Malkum has to rule, Shasta Chak. That's what the Mishnebura holds. However, the Achal Shulchan, and the top from Zion, Sif Kotten, and Beis, says, the whole like the Mogan Avram, that's bottle of a rife, and it's if, let's say, if you cooked it, you mixed it with other flour, you mixed it with other foods and so on, and rife is, is heter, then it's bottle of a rife. So you can use the even a smack as a tshuva, the chiddush from Elfach HaShleimah, from Shleimah Kluger, and Shleimah Kluger, in Simen Reis Samach Alf, he says, the din of Chomet Shalah Petzach, since it's a din of Abonah, it's only time Knas, it's kill from all other Yisurim. You know, it's more cool than another Yisurim. So Mela, if he can make up the Sa'ar, he can send him on the Mogan Avram, according to Shlomo Kluger, certainly for him he can send him on the Mogan Avram, and not like in the Mishibur, because he said it's killed from all his serum, and he can make up.
Is anybody from Chicago
in the Mishibur? We'll soon get to that. Alright. Alright, in the next sticker I'm talking now. Alright, that's the Gea, if by mistake they cooked and so on. What's it in my stores? Stores, Shamachal Shabbos, they sell the chametz on Pesach, they sell the chametz before Pesach, they sell a good mechiras chametz, but the store is open on Pesach, and they sell the chametz on Pesach. Are you allowed to buy from that store on Pesach? They get a number of stores here in Chicago. What?
How about after Pesach?
I'm talking about after Pesach. Buy after Pesach. You know, they sell the chametz to proper mechira, but they still have the store open. On Chalamoid, they sell chametz on Pesach. After Pesach, is it dinner chametz on Pesach or not? They sell the chametz. Is it a good mechira or not? So on this, there's a ganze machlokes. Are you allowed to buy from the store after Pesach or not? The gay in Chicago, the gay St. Jerry's, the gay Garden Fresh,
which other?
Some are Jewish owned companies.
The liquor stores are
there are three liquor stores that are using. Yes. Alright. So anyway, so you're allowed to sell the chametz. Are you allowed to buy from the store after Pesach? Is the mechir kosher or not? Is the Tshuva Ramshik? Ramshik is an Arachayim, Simon Reish Hay. He says like this, if you sell the chametz to a guy, the chemini is not allowed to, he's not allowed to be open on Pesach. And if he's open, and he sold chametz on Pesach, what he sold to a guy, the mechira comes bottle, and it's chametz shalva Pesach. They're not allowed to buy from such a store. Let's say.
How they get us
to come? 1 second. I just started. So Ramshik says that if I sell, if a Friday itself, a Mumma, he calls a Mumma, sells a Chometz for Pesach, but he's open on Pesach, sells Chometz on Pesach, he's a Vat of Mechira, and as a Locha, the Mechira is not Chal, so it's all Chometz for Pesach, you're not allowed to buy there.
Even the stuff,
say?
Even the stuff that remains in the store.
I mean, anything that's in the store.
Not just sold on Pesach.
No, it's so much stuff. You're buying after Pesach. You can go there after Pesach and buy. Alright. Send this piece out. Chuba Dimer Malkiel. Malkiel is in Chedal Simcha Bezos Yud. That if they sell something, it's a shadow from Chomash or Pesach, it's also. The same thing, the Sefer called Priya Soda in Chedigim and Simchuk of Hay. He says, these moments that sell the Chomash with Pesach and the Isaac of Mitzchah, the mechir comes batal as dinner chametz shal pesach, because the gila das and hemis, they didn't want to sell the chametz, they didn't want to sell it. So the mayor also, and the same thing speaks out the shmosh shtemach and the sefer shuvos on hagris chelak al sin reish peches. That's also after pesach, and the tzarech you have to meet the milta shemi chayt the nischa, and he holds all the mechir's batal and shem bayit and so on. That's what he holds. However, the Shulchan of Harav in Talpim Ches and the Isi Gimel writes us from him the Mechira doesn't come bottle. And Moshe has four chews on this. In Argus Moshe, Chaim Chaykalov, Simon Kufman says, he says, it's Pashit, the Mechira doesn't come bottle. It's not just about the Kenyan. I made a Kenyan, it was a whole big Kenyan made, the whole Kenyan was made with the guy, and he's not buying it about the Kenyan. He did a legal Kenyan, a legal contract. He signed it, you do a Kenyan Khalifi, you do a Kenyan Kesef, you do all the Kenyan that's necessary.
Who's getting profit?
1 second. So then it's not shy to about the Kenyan, and I, the guy, took it on Pesach. He bought it back from the guy, or it's Gezalakum. What he took, he's never by law. But what's left over, we didn't take, he's never by law. So he says also, he can't say, Igumus Mafei, they didn't sell for like Shalom, it's just our Rama, because since he did Beheta, and rather he would want to do it, he'd be no crap of Shemaya, that he's either Issa, the Chamadi Gisa by Rabbi by Masa, so the Meda he wants to sell, so the Meda, it's a Kasha Mechira, and if they sell, and someone buys on Pesach, so the owner of the store is right against the Akum, but the stuff that still stays in the store, where it wasn't sold on Pesach, if the Pesach, when he comes to buy it, there's no problem with Chomosho about Pesach. What? Let me finish. Okay? Imagine another tshuva, Chaim Chaim Dalet, and Simon Tzadikei's Maisev, that even if didn't do it, even if the fire, yeah, this owner of the store, it didn't sell B'leiv Goma, but still it's wrong Shem B'leiv. The Meir said, on Saturday, he wants to save himself from the Issa. So Meir, the Mechira, doesn't become Bato. He has another tshuva in our Chaim, Chedek Beis, Simon Tzadik Aleph. He says that the Reva he gets from this Mechira, what do you gain by selling this Mechira? He says two things. The people buy it after Pesach, should be over, you're doing your revenue, because people go to the store anyway after Pesach. People don't know, you're fighting, or other people go there, they don't know the halacha of Chomosh Shavua Pesach. So he's saying, you match other people from the over and halacha of Chomosh Shavua Pesach. So you're allowed to, so that's what the revenue is selling. First of all, you take this person from Yisrael from Bayi Ra, Bayi Matzah, and the stuff you don't can sell. And secondly, the revenue is that the people who buy Chomosh Shavua Pesach, that they're not over Chomosh Shavua Pesach because, so they're both gains. Kaina is gains because he's not over eating some Chomosh Shavua Pesach, and the mother's gain, the stuff he doesn't sell is not over, and by Roy, by Motzah. That's what he writes in Chayin Chalibes, this is in Sadak Aleph. And the end of Tshuva, what he writes in that Tshuva, but you shouldn't do this, people don't listen to this part. This part of Tshuva, many cities don't listen to this. When he says then, you shouldn't give him a tzach saying he sold his Chomosh. Because a kapanan, you shouldn't buy from there after Pesach. Because maybe he might give things that he bought on Pesach. Because he gets stock every week. But what about the stock that comes on Pesach itself? He gets a chalmoyda, he gets an anyantiv, he gets stock constantly replenishing what's sold. So it could be very possible he got stuff on Pesach. That can go into the mechira, in the mechira's chametz. Because he bought on Pesach, so that you don't know. So therefore, after Pesach, you have a problem. So really, you shouldn't buy there.
So
therefore, you should not give a letter that you can buy everything in the store. Because now you should not buy there after Pesach anyway.
But you should sell for him.
You should sell for him, right, yeah. You should still sell for him.
Okay. But what if he buys it on Yontif, on Pesach, yeah. Then he's purpose. The whole thing is a sham then. Because he's not...
It's a legal mechira. You're not listening.
I heard what the Rav said, but he's buying then a chametz on Pesach.
All right, son.
So
you have stuff in the store that's one chametz on Pesach and some of the bones to good. That's all.
So, but who's taking the if he
don't worry, prophets. He'll burn for the prophets. That's not your problem. The problem is that you didn't buy that for Pesach. We're not worried about his prophets.
Yeah. What about the distributors? Then I heard it's a big problem.
In the New York area, there's serious problems because most of the real big distributors are Yidden. New York has a serious problem. So I think you worked on it, you know, to make sure they do the mechira and so on. But it doesn't help the stuff they get on Pesach. You know, they get from the manufacturers on Pesach also. They get every day you probably get the deliveries. What you just mentioned. Ramashin and another tshuva, it seems when he gave out the tshuva, people started sending him letters. So he wrote a number of tshuvas on this. So he already has another tshuva, and he goes, Marsha, Chaim, Chel, Dalet, and Sim, Sargvav. He says, even, it's a suffix, maybe, when I go out to Pesach, I'm buying, let's say, in a store, let's say, what's over here, Garden Fresh. What is the store that's been open on Pesach, sell chametz? Garden Fresh?
Garden Fresh
Jews? Yes.
He didn't sell his comments?
He sold his comments. But Gary's also. They sold the comments, but and a bunch of the three liquor stores I know that are owned by Eden. Sam's Liquor, Vinny's, and the third one. So I add the list I sent over to the woman on Shabbos. But I have the list on me. Sam's Club. Sam's owned by Goyim. It's owned by Jewel.
Sam's Club is a cooperative.
No, it's owned by Jewel, I'm told.
Walmart owns it. Sam's Liquor.
A Walmart, one of the big stores.
Everyone, it's a membership club. Everyone is a member. You got to even a member there.
Members doesn't own it. Members just to get in there. They don't own it.
Sam's is owned by Walton. That's not Jewel.
Yes, Sam's no problem. I'm told Sam's no problem. It's owned by either one of the big companies, Jewel or Walmart, one of the companies.
Technically, like something like that, it's the distributor. We were in New York, so you have to worry about the distributors.
Right, yes. What's the dinner? Suffolk, Shalach, Chama, Shalach, Pesach. Let's say you're not sure. I go to the store and I'm not sure if this item was bought on Pesach or not. What's the dinner?
In the middle of the Ramayisha, though.
I know. I'm going to go. When I go to the store, after Pesach. I go into Garden Fresh, I go into any store that's a Jerry's or whatever it is, or New York, Wallbaum. I go into a store and technically Wallbaum's owned by Graham already, I think. But in that time when the Shiloh came up, it was owned by Eden. So now the dinner is, the Chayit told me it's Tafik Rabbanan. It's the dinner we mentioned in the beginning of this year. The Chavashah Pesach is the dinner Rabbanan, it's a class Rabbanan. The Chayit is Tafik Rabbanan. So what's in my Tafik Chavashah Pesach? So the Mechaber says, and Tzim and Tafnam says, there's a Mechaber and the Paiskim is a Machlokes. Chavash or Pesach, what's the din? The Bach and the Mogavam and Sipkon Beis and Sam speaks out to Mechor Chaim that says, Chavash or Pesach, Chavash or Pesach is Mutab Badar, but it's also Bachila. However, the Taz and Sipkon Aleph, the Chok Yankim Sipkon Aleph and the Beis Meir, they hold it's Mutim Bachila. It's something about a kula. And now we mentioned before the Elf Choshvayma. The Elf Choshvayma says that Choshvayma Pesach is kill me out all soon. So therefore, it's Zichri Kisemech on the Shitas Dar Meko. And plus, we have the Shitas as Batam Barayvim. So this, let's say, it's a type of food that has a mixture of other stuff in there. She Batam Barayvim also.
What's the Simon that to do?
Tough Ram says. So the Machal Pais. So Moshe says, Lachaya, what's the Shaila, Lachaya, if I go into a store? After Pesach, I go to the shelf and I want to know if this thing is did you buy it on Pesach? Well, no, I can't tell on the item. You can't tell on the date, whatever it is. So Shaila is a suffix, and so every piece is a suffix, Choshi Muta. So the Rosh says, even though Choshi told himself you are Bonan, but still there's a Tam Godel, he says, which is a Chidish Godel. The Tam Godel to say it's also to buy even such a case. He brings riots from Maaseh Sheni, from Kamer places in Shas, that by when someone's a Choshid, there's no din, you're not allowed to buy from. Even to Suffolk, you're not allowed to buy in a Choshev. So maybe all these people are Ksirich Shudim, since they're open on Pesach, so maybe it's all Sham, Rabbanan. You don't say Suffolk, Rabbanan, Lakula, and maybe you're not allowed to buy from these type of stores until you can Mishire, until you sell all the stuff that you got received on Pesach. So maybe after a couple of weeks at the Pesach, to buy from Jerry's or to buy from Garden Fresh, according to Ramosha. And Emerson, in the Bialacha, if you're looking at the Bialacha over here in Tafim Ches, he says, Rashi also, he quotes a Pirim Vadim, he brings down a Pirim Vadim that says, he quotes a Pirim Vadim, the Pirim Vadim says, that if you sold it properly, I did a proper mechira with a shkam mechira, like it's supposed to be, and you don't let the guy get into the house. I sold the chametz to a guy, but you're supposed to give me a key. We're not going to give a key. But if we put the padlock on the door, he should normally he shouldn't come into the house. The shayla is the mechira come butter or not. So the halacha says that still the mechira is a good mechira. So you see, even you don't want the guy to take it, still the mekach doesn't come butter. So you see from here that even the mekach, the same yisrael, the Moshe says that if I sell it, the yisrael of Moshe, that if I sell it to a guy, even though I show later on I don't want the guy to come and take it, the dinit is the mechir is kochal and the mekach is not butter. Same thing's mashma from the sefer Emes Yaakov from Yankov Kamenetsky. He has the same. He has a chiddush like this. He says the chiddush that every rav who does a shtar mechira should be meisiv in the shtar mechira, should make a tznai with the guy that you're allowed to use the chametz. You're allowed to make a tznai. We don't have to use chametz. You're allowed to use chametz on Pesach. What kind of tznai is that? So he says like this. There's a chat like this. He says sometimes when the rav buys it back after Pesach, he buys it back from the guy. So sometimes the rug will take him an hour too late until he gets to the guy. Or the guy shows up late. In the meantime, people think right after Pesach that you can use your chametz already. So I don't care the shayla of Mvatel the Mechira. So therefore he asks the guy, can I use the chametz? If a case comes up, I have to use the chametz, can I use it? So Mela, it should not be a shayla from Mvatel the Mechira. And he says, because you made it tonight with the guy. And only says the reason why, not because of the Mechira, he says the reason is because of Chash Gezel. Of you have a Gezel Akam, it belongs to the guy. He doesn't mention what about Mata Mechira. Because you have like a Moshe, that says Mata Mechira, the most could be is Gezel Akam. So Mela, it's different from also he holds, this is said of a Moshe, that if you're not, the Mechira is not Bato, it's not Mata Mechira, it's only Shah from Gezel Akam. And the Mela, if you buy from a store after Pesach, especially wait a couple of weeks after Pesach, the dinner is, it's okay, it's no Shah from Chom Shah Pesach, and the Mechira is Chal. There's a tshuva in Chalkis Yankiv. In the old prince, Chayv Gimel Simoach, now that we did it, in the Chodesh, it's in our Chayim Simo Kufzai Dalet. He says even further, Moshe. He says even further, Moshe. He says, not only is a mutter to sell the chametz of a guy who's open on Pesach, but you're mechuyev to do it. You're mechuyev to do it.
Say that again.
A mumma. Someone who's not from. He says, not only are you allowed to sell chametz of a store of a 5 years, the store's going to be open on Pesach, but as a rabbi, you're mechuyev to do it. Why are you mechuyev to mafish him from Israel, of Bayulah, wherever it's possible? So the man will have to sell the chametz of the store. And it's a schus that other people should, who go buy at the Pesach should be over. Even though the mumma doesn't want his mechira, he's doing it because he wants customers. What's he doing? He's doing his computer shalai shem shemayim. He wants customers, he's Jewish customers, coming after Pesach to buy the stuff. So, and it's not the correct about his mechira. And then he's ma'isef and ha'isvav. He says, even though it's a word of Stechemet, if you look at Stechemet, he brings down Ramshik, he brings down all these types we mentioned before, the Vimakir, that says, you know, the Chiv comes bottle, he says, that's only a Chum of Yama, that was a Mikna Milza, and the Kaimes, that wherever was Chereden, the Dvar Hashem, that the people listen, and they listen to Rabbanim, not to buy for them. But today, who listens today? The same as Poets Mehuba Al Omed, he says, if they don't listen, Friday certainly won't listen. So Mela, we have to help them as much as possible not to be beside, to beside them, not to be over any city of Chom Shor Pesach.
So what's the bottom line?
1 second. In the Agor, he has a god there in the same Shuv and Chatz Yaakov. He wants to say, "Even big chiddush to Moshe." The Moshe says that we're doing if he sells the chametz on Pesach, you're able to get the lakum. So he wants to tell what the chemi takes on Pesach to sell is not even get the lakum. Why? Because it's written in Shkam Mechira that if the guy after Pesach wants to buy the chametz, then he can shut up. You're looking at Shtar Mechira. Shtar Mechira says you give a down payment before Pesach. And then after Pesach, you can meet 10 days later, decide you want to buy it. We'll soon talk about a case someone wanted to buy it. We'll get to that soon. But you decide you want to buy it, so after Pesach, you mishamer whatever there, and then only then in such a case, it comes up to money. So if the Mashiach, after Pesach, Shuma, the stuff was taken on Pesach, so it won't be in the Shuma, so what Gezel Hakam is there? So he time is, could be time in Gezel Hakam. You heard this, doing business Chumash, but with the gist of Gezel Hakam, he time is maybe not in Gezel Hakam, because he's a very smart thing. Because it's going to be in the Chumash Mechira. So what Gezel Hakam? It says, everything is sold, but will be Mishayah, the Mishuma will be in 10 days from now. So look at all the stuff he has.
It's a total package. You don't go by item by item. It's a total package.
Yeah. So he tied it could be stuck as lakum, because this won't be Nikhon Mishuma. So maybe he's not mocked if he takes it. As long as it won't be, as long as you know, at the long run, I'm not going to lose money. The God doesn't mind if you take it.
He does, because he says, I'm going to buy everything from the store today.
Yeah? But he doesn't mind. He doesn't mind why he's not taking it, because at the end he's not going to pay for it. So God doesn't mind.
But
I'm just telling you, it's smart. I'm saying it's smart. I could hear you.
There's two ways. It wasn't sold.
What? It was sold, but he doesn't mind. Gezel Hakam means you take him, he's angry, but he doesn't care. So it won't be in the Mechira. So it could be not. That's why he says it's for. Huh? It was in the Mechira, but he doesn't mind if you take it. Okay? It's fine. At the end, he doesn't care. The guy dies, there's a whole Shaila. The whole Shaila is who Yashin. The guy dies. Let's say he does not have children. He does have children. There's not a Shaila. Why? You can't find a guy. He has to pay for it. We're not going to that today. He's a child to come up.
Does the store owner's knowledge to sell the chumash for him?
Huh?
Let's say there's a store owner that says, you know, could you sell
it? There are sheep that they're holding after. It's true and bay, you don't have to even tell us.
I don't want to discuss
this. Yeah, that's Shabbos Agol, yeah. Shabbos Shuvah, Shabbos Agol, yeah. All right.
Can you use it if the boy dies?
What?
If the boy dies, can you use it?
Was truly asked. They didn't pay. All right, the shayla is a gezlakim, not gezlakim. That's the shmuz by itself. Is Masham has a true runner. You came to New York. They couldn't find the guy afterwards. The guy died. What do you do? That's a shmuz by itself. All right. The Chalkos Yaakov says another svar. The whole reason why. What was the reason? He says. The Chaya, why should I sell Chomet to the store of a guy to Fayyid? The Chaya had to tell Rosh and Yomis. Wait a minute, Zaka and Fayyid. Some people, like the Rosh, are like, the Chayin wa Machna. Wait a minute, you're helping out this Fayyid. He wants to be a Rosh, what are you selling it? So he says, that's only to get him. But since it's a safe, it's a call for other people, because people are going to buy Chomet to Pesach, so now you don't say a terrible Rosh. Since it's a Pesach, people should be Mishra and Chomet to Pesach, so you don't say, I'll tell Rosh and Yomis, because you're Mizaka, I'll be in the long run. Okay. That's the Negea of buying the store, that after Pesach, they sold the Chumash, after Pesach, you buy there. So in Moshe and Tshuva, by says, they should wait until Mamash gets rid of the stock, you wait a couple of weeks, or something like that, until he's close to such a store to buy.
We still
want to
keep 30 days?
I would say, to wait till after Lagbaima. Alright.
For example, store in Garden Fresh. They have a special section that doesn't have commercial food.
Yeah.
They close that down with it. It's rude.
Yeah.
But it's the owner. Now understand, if you buy from the kosher section, that's the closer.
No.
I mean, the paper stuff you can buy.
No, that paper stuff. You close it down.
Doesn't make a difference. No, it shouldn't. No. What's the case? This is an interesting shot that came up in Eretz Yisrael. Someone sold his chametz to a guy. He sold the chametz to a guy before Pesach, like a proper thing. He was Shem Shabbos, sold his chametz. After Pesach, before Pesach, the guy gave a down payment. And after Pesach, usually what the Rav does, he pays back, he buys it back from him, and that's it, finish. This guy was a smart guy. I'm buying it. He comes back, you know, he gets a down payment of $100. The whole business costs $100,000. He comes in, I'm buying the business. He has to pay stuff. He says, I'm coming back with down payment. This is true. This is a true story. What? The guy says, I want to buy this this business.
Huh? Inflated amount.
You know, if I check, you're supposed to give me discount. It's supposed to give. So they could a feeling. So, he bought it, he wants to buy it. Is he required to sell the business? So the pesach was, he's mechuyev to pay. He's mechuyev to accept the money and pay him and pay him and give him the business. If he doesn't want to sell to him, they pass him there to sell. That's in spite of the mechira was a mechira. So maybe come down to years and say, buy raw and buy matzah. So the chashuk echemet brings down that he told this over to Chaim Kineski. So Chaim Kineski told him that he heard from his father, from the Stikla, a story that happened in Europe. What was the story? That there was a business, someone had a schnapps business. He had a store, sold a schnapps. And he sold the schnapps before Pesach, he sold the business to a guy. After Pesach, the guy came and says, listen, I want to buy it. I'm going to keep it. What's it? Let's figure out what it costs there, what inventory is. Let's take the inventory. Whatever it is, I'll pay the difference, and that's it. He wanted the business. Yid was very upset. He didn't know what to do. So they decided to go to the Rebbe of the city. The Rebbe of the city went to the disciples, said over, told over behind the story. They went to the Rebbe of the city. The Rebbe says, you can't get out of it. You made a mechiras chametz. Let him give you the rest of the money, and that's it. Nope. Again, he had no brera. He took the money from the guy, and the business belonged to the guy. Afterwards, the mechir was taken care of every time. The next day, the Rav came out with a chayim. No one's allowed to buy from this store. No one's allowed to buy from this store. Yeah? No one's allowed to buy from this store. So he stacked it over. Not only no one even went to patronize it, but the guy didn't even go to the store because they're afraid to call from the rabbi. So no one is not. He's sitting in the store all day. Day after day. And no one kind of. So the guy saw it. What was he supposed to do here? So he went begging back to the guy. He said, I want to sell it back to you. So he sold it back to him. So I don't know if it happened in America, such a thing, but it just happened. Huh? So you see the Mechir is Chayek. So according to that, the Mechir is he's going to stop. I'm not so sure.
The
Rosses
noticed
the hot and stuff.
That
too. Yeah. That's why I said. That's why I said I'm going to Latin America. All right. Anyway.
I'm
not sure. According to Moshe's Tshuva, Moshe's Tshuva says Mechir is Chal. He made a Kenyan. Then after Pesach, I'm not so sure, according to Moshe, the Mechir is both my faith, according to what we mentioned before from Moshe. Because it could be so, I have a Gezalakim. I don't want to give it to the guy, I might have a Gezalakim. I don't know, according to Moshe, the Mechir comes both. According to what we said before from Moshe, I'm not sure if the Psaq that they gave in Europe, I don't know if it's this, if Moshe would agree to such a Psaq. It could be, in this case, it could be not, he made all the Kinyanim. So maybe the Shas from Gezalakim, and it could be it's not Shaila Yoga by Yoab no Freya. I'm not sure. Another Maitza. A Yid, this I saw in the Shukhe Chemed in Tzachan the Prachas Tomer Aleph. Says a Maitza like this happened in Haifa. Someone wanted to have no problem, Chomosh or Pesach or not, decided he's going to buy from a guy after Pesach. So he went after Pesach, storekeeper, he bought from an Arab. He bought beer after Pesach. Long said, Arab, what child could come up? I want to find Chomosh or Pesach, when a child from Chiyus Chomosh to a guy with aroma, from a person. So what I have to do, I'll go straight to the guy, I have no problem. Go to the guy's store, and I don't want any Shabbos, no aroma, no nothing. And he bought the beer, he bought loads of beer, he bought a lot of beer, and he bought it from the guy. And he wouldn't have any problem. After he bought the beer, he said, you know what? Maybe this Arab owner has a shittah for yiddish, silent shittah. So he decided to go to the storekeeper. The guy writes to the Arab, doesn't know any chachmas. He asked him, by the way, do you have any partners? He says, sure. I have a Jewish partner. He owns 10% of the business. He owns 10% of the business. So Shaila is now, is it the Shaila of Chomosh Ola Pesach now? He owns 10% of the business. He owns 10% of the business. Am I allowed to, is the Shaila of Chomosh Ola Pesach? That's the trial of the bear or not? Can I sell or not? Mutz Bano or not? So they ask, what?
Your share.
We'll talk about that. Okay.
If it's Chomosh Ola Pesach, he can't even give it back to the guy.
Right, yeah. Can you back to the guy? Can you hear? So throw it off. Okay. So he asked the Shaila of Yashiv. So Yashiv said two time in Mahatta. One reason is that Chomosh Ola Pesach Betaruvus. It was a shaking over here. We mentioned four machlokes. The Taz machlokes, Tazim of Avraham. It's a bear. It's ripe water. Whatever it is, I mean, there's barley in there, but it's not ripe barley. It's Taruvus. And even and Spatzim, it's Spatzim right. So that's one reason. Quite many days, Spatzim right. Has to move even quite the sheets of machin can be make up. So that's one heck he said. Bali is Chams Gomer. Bali is Chams Gomer. It's one of the Hegemon and Dogma. Another heck of the Vina from Riashiv, he's in Sarah for Bay Yitzchak. I don't understand exactly how he was in Sarah, but this is what they quote from him. They said Bay Yitzchak. I mentioned this in the Shabbos ago, this Bay Yitzchak. Bay Yitzchak says a Chidik. In other places come out like that, they hold that you're allowed to sell a chometz or a fry to a guy at the time skia. It's chutzis, you should know even by Rabbi Matzah. So Mela, when this person sold this chometz, he had 10%. So the Rav who sells this chometz wants to sell this also. I don't know exactly how to fix it with the Be'itzah, but that's what they quote from because that's what they quote for these two reasons.
This guy didn't sell the
chometz. Huh? No, but he sold this chometz. So when he was selling the chometz, so I also include Chomakim Shiru. So I include his Chomet also. So it's a schuss for him. So I include that also. When he is Daiti, there's another reason to be matter. What Mr. Adler mentioned. There's a Shad Tzion in Tav Mem Ches in Sif Katan Dalet. The Shad Tzion says, let me quote him. He says, beginning in Tav Mem Ches, he says, "Vim hay ruba shalakam, yesh mitzadin, tebata beruba, tebata beruba." If let's say if right belongs to a guy, then it's bata beruba. Just like I bata beruba, let's say a bottle of a beer roasted with water, so it comes bata beruba. So such a thing is bata beruba in ownership. So let's say the guy with the Arab owns that he did it. He owns 90% and he owns 10%. So right, it's more, so there's a lot more than right. So Mela, according to the Shatzin, should be okay. Same thing speaks out the Das Torah in Tav Mem Ches. He says that if it's right, and right, the eighth belongs to a guy, it is brought up a right, and it's okay. Another reason it can matter is according to Shalmeshiv, I mentioned in the beginning of this year. The Shalmeshiv says, Madur Gimel, Chazbeik Tzim Samach, he brings a Meister of Chomet Shal HaPesach, and after he sold his Chomet, and it was Bainus. This is called Bainus. I thought that when I bought this beer, I thought it was a guy. So it could be in that if you use that as a also to be Mako, and plus if you use that swore to be staff also, there should be Mutter after Pesach. The Chshuch HaChshmad, these are not swore to be Mako. Interesting halacha. The din is like this. Take this in Chayas. So I've given away, the whole thing over there, I lost my fear of Tushkis Bechor Anat. So we hold Titus speaks out over there, that this man of bias, it's also to my fear of Tushkis Bechor. But that, the Rishayna speak out, that Tavkib is man of bias. Since the Shas and Makar Vagam is Beach, so therefore you're out to my fear of Tushkis Bechor. However, Zman of the Mechaba says in Shin Chof, Sivov, I quote the Mechaba, Zman of the Mitzvah l'shatim l'erachavim. Let's say you own a farm and the shayla of a b'char, you have a behema where you do a b'char, with shayla b'char, the halacha of a b'char is pregnant. The behema is pregnant. You know this is going to be the b'char. So the Zayin of the Mitzvah Shatan Chavi, she makes shittas with a guy. Kodesh Yetzel Av Oilam, before the animal was born. He had a part of Mechaya. The part of Mechaya. Av a pish of Kiyah Tisha, so you go in Mechaya Tisha Mechaya, Och Yad of Tzvei, it's better this man is there. Why? Kidei Shri Yad of the Mitzvah. The time of Beis HaMikdash, so you used to bring it to Makra on Gamaz Be'ach. But today we're on Beis HaMikdash. So Yad of Tzvei, Kidei Shri Yad of the Mitzvah, Rehanes V'mana, the Giza Avayda. Then Yitna, when Yakna Lai B'chavim, Ched B'chavim, Ein Akin Yichal, but you're Makta Tergoy, a Cherik in the Ubi itself, Ein Akin Yichal, Kish Yedav Shalai B'alaylam. Kach Yakna Noi, what should you do to make the Chir Yichal? Yakna Cherik B'aim, she Makta over a Cherik in the Mother, the Akin Yiyah, and what should Kini should be? She says she Kav Puta Yichavim, she take a Puta from a guy, some money from the guy, even a pruta from the guy should be shutav, because it doesn't matter how much the shutav is. You know, mashu shutav, it's enough to make it pat mechal. It doesn't be 50-50, be anything. And also, the yakta loy amokah shebeinu, she also makta the mokah. The mokah and yakta loy, the chayv, yakta chayv bein. So that's what the mechaber says over here. So the shach pizza over here in sifkat and ches, why do you have to do both? Why do you have to do the money? And also, the Malka of Kinyan Mashiach, so he says, you need two reasons. Mashiach Yesh Lachot is going to praise him, and Ben Yitam is Yata Yisraelim, Mashiach is kind by Bacham, and one more is. According to Ben Yitam, the only Mashiach is kind of from a guy, and not money. So if you need the Mashiach apart, the Rashi is Yata Yisraelim, the more is kindness. The money is kind of Yinami, you learn Mashiach. Unless it's a day subject, so if you ask his Kinyan, Mashiach is more. Therefore, the Yetzer, so you actually have to do both. The Yitzchak, because the Shach and the Yitzchak is over here. So maybe we got to do both. Well, Mashma, the Shach ends off. The Philo, the Yevet, and the Yitzchak, the Kinyan Yachad, Mishicha and Marsh. Let's say only the one Kinyan. Either Marsh or Mishicha, Loi, Nifta, Nuchaya. You don't part of the Mishicha. You have to do both. You have to do both. Kinyan Kester, the Kinyan Mishicha, to the Yitzchak, to take out Tushas Nuchaya. That's what the Shach speaks out. Kunta, Kinega, the Kivega over here says, they say like this, I'll quote him. He says, he says, Prisha Kosab, Yeshu Stapik, Bizman Azef, Shereva Meichim, Bechar, Enim Kavim, Meichim, Bechavim. Most people who sell Bechar, they don't, they're Mekavim, El Rak Mois, they don't take money. They're Medagim, Lahakne, Samokim. They're not Medagim to do the Kinyan Mashiach. And Yeshlanga was there, call Mekavim, Mois, the Daita Bonim, Machna. Enoch says, when I die, to Rabbanan. The Daita Gam came on Mokan. When he wants to do, he wants to be a good Mechira. So he wants to give him the Mokam also. Kaminim Bevin Ezra, Kamasha Chavis Eid Kaish Ba'isha. Like he says, Simon Amnesis Simon Chavis, that the Masha Chavis the Kaish Ba'isha. What's the case over there? So I looked it up, and Sif Yutest, and Simon Chavis, and Ebn Ezra, and Simon Chavis, and Sif Yutest, and Mechavis were like this. Asher Chavis Mechavayai, If he lends a chavis mechaveyay, he buys chavayay, the idea she writes kav yishu gadesh. Let's say, the hands are under a chuppah, he's staying under a chuppah, he can't find the chassid, he can't find the ring. He lost the ring, or he forgot, he left it in his apartment, he forgot to bring the ring. No, what do you do under a chuppah? So, someone gives, someone lends. They don't even give, they're not, usually they do it, they mark over. But they didn't know halacha. Usually, Machnova, the kind of chassid is kind of, so it's a kashisha. Later on, they buy back, whatever it is. Whatever it is. But let's say if he just gives it, he borrows it, and he says he wants to use the ring to kash the isha, the dinner of the isha is mukadeshis. Zak the chakas v'chaykek, and the lamigimo, and the shmuel sifkon memches, why? Because Mansade is going to leave it to give it to him, and he needs help with kedushin. So either he's giving Atos, either when he gives this ring, Matar Asahazir, or he'll be Master Domov. He'll get back the money, he'll pay for it. So now he wants the kidney to be Chal. Agav, it only helps, usually when you get a ring, who has a ring in the chuppah? The woman has it. The woman's not so partial because Masha Kanish got a bailer. So the woman says, under the chuppah, the mother gives the ring, it could be it doesn't help because it's, the Ramah says it doesn't help because it's Mashkani Shekhan Baila. So the ring belongs to the husband. But the husband has to be masking. You have to ask the husband.
She's glad you say the harayah.
Huh?
She's glad you say the harayah.
So you see you're doing amnas, you should be helped. So Zakum Kirega, even though I did killing Kesef, but I want to do any Kirchas Lamela, it's Nichol also, the Kinyan Mashiach with it. How it happens exactly, I don't know, but the Kirega brings down Pisha, and he brings a Raya, and he brings a Raya to the Pisha. So he hopes that this thing is such a Kinyan helps. So Zakta, the Bechav Chushev, it's a Zilberstein, he says, that who I've been here also, when he started with the guy, when he bought 10% in this business, in this store that sells the beer, his one is Bishas to Mechira, he wanted it shouldn't be Chal and Pesach. So I made a coin to him, it's no Shalva Chavosh al Pesach, because it's Nichla, and you don't 10%, I want it, you should own it for Pesach also. The Chidri Golo. No one's going to argue on this.
Huh?
So the when I bought 10% in this square business, I didn't want to own it for Pesach. So when I made a deal with him, even though 7 in a Kaddish, automatically the guy owns the beer for Pesach.
Even though he doesn't know.
Even though he make a star, he doesn't own 10% of the business.
It's a non-sadi.
So comes out Khidish Golo go there. I own a business and I have a shit of a guy, I don't have to make him a shtar mechir on Shabbos that comes out, because I'm not steady, I don't want to be heard about Shabbos.
No, but the other way around, he's 90%, so I mean,
that's...
No, that's
right. The way around.
The
way
around. Doesn't
the guy have to be mapped?
Huh?
How's the guy? That doesn't care, he gets his 90%. How come I couldn't get his 90% anyway? What does he care?
Isn't it a business
that...
It's not
a business. Huh? So yeah, same thing, so...
It's not here.
Well,
This is what I want to say. It could be the chilek.
No, between the case over here, the case of Kirega and the case of a Pesach. The case of over here, I did a Kenyan Mars. So I do Mars, I also Nichol, also I did something right now to buy. So Mela, it's Chal also the Mashiach also. Here, by the beer, I didn't do any Kenyan, I didn't do anything whatsoever. So maybe it's not the case that I'm not excited such a thing. I mean, it's not that Shabbos and everything will help the same thing also. When I have a shit of guy, so I'm excited, I want to do business, I don't want to business make a profit. I didn't get a profit in Shabbos, I got a profit in a week. So,
for the actual deal with the guy to buy the business,
yeah, but the Kenyan is here it's talking. It's a to Mechalik. Anyway, that's what he says. What? Right. If you get carried away, he says it is also. You know what I mean? Alright. Pashas and double side. Pashas, the Chiddush Gadol, the Lamaisa. Lamaisa Pashas. You have to come on to the other reasons that we mentioned that. What? You have to make Shtar Mechira and so on. But basically, you have the other tzvos we said. Regular beer is regular hekka. We have the other tzvos you mentioned that the regular business bonus to a guy. But you go back to the. You don't shout the whole shop pesa. But the maestro got to even the tzvos of the kirega and not the short to answer the other tzvos in Ladina. But you have the other tzvos to be Mechira. Alright, cheers over.